95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. Hi, it's Riggs. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour, everybody. And that means it's time for The Morning Hog, Riggs and Guy Brew Review, minus Guy, but plus Josh and Amelia at SR Parade World Headquarters. There was a lot of math there. Sorry to give you guys a lot of math. Guy is not with us today, and sucks for him, because I get to have all these tasty flavors you're bringing. I also have to figure out how to open a can. I have not done that in quite a while. Guy does all the, he does all the heavy lifting. But good morning, and thanks for being here. Another great installment of the Brew Review, and we've got some familiar flavors and some new flavors, so tell us what we're getting into today.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff today. We're still kind of going on that... wouldn't necessarily call it dry January, because some of these have alcohol,
right.
But one does not.
Okay.
So, you know, the lower calorie beverages, people are looking in January to kind of tone it down a little bit. So we're going to give you some options.
I love this. Yeah. All right. And I see a familiar fish on this first one, but it's different.
It is different. So we've all heard of Bell's Two Hearted, you know, one of the mainstays and staples in craft beer. This is Bell's Lighthearted.
Okay.
Lighthearted. So this is a low-calorie IPA.
All right.
We talked about this a little bit. A lot of these brands are getting into this space because they realize a lot of the consumers, you know, they're running through an entire six-pack, and, you know, at 300 calories a piece, that adds up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas this guy is only 110 calories.
Okay. All right. It's friendlier. And certainly, like you said, I still, you know, whatever New Year's resolution you kept intact to try to do something better for your body and for yourself, this seems like a good flavor still there, too, man.
Absolutely. So this is 3.7% alcohol, so lower on the ABV scale. Again, okay. Another, you know, boat beer, lawnmower beer, something easy drinking.
Smells like an IPA.
Oh, it does. Oh, boy.
You still get that hot bitterness that's there with Two Hearted. Obviously, it's not going to be as strong. But that's not what you're looking for either. But it is still there. It's still clearly something you want to drink. You know, easy to drink, and it's lighthearted.
Is this their first? Yeah. Is this their first foray into the lower calorie stuff?
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, I like it. Okay. If you're a Bell's devotee, you're not going to be thrown by this. This is just close your eyes and imagine you're getting all the calories, and then your body will be happier too. This is good.
All these beers we're going to talk about today are full time. They're not seasonal. They're not limited releases. So if you see them out there, grab them. But they're not going away anytime soon as well. So that helps out a lot.
Thank God. I know a lot of these episodes. I end up with, and I know you guys. You guys probably don't because you're there by the SR Parade World Headquarters. So you have access to seeing these beers. But I have some post show stress sometimes where I got to race out and elbow people out of the way to get these beers. Today we don't have to worry about that problem.
Exactly.
Shiner has a Ruby Redbird brew. What is this?
So this is going to be their low-cal as well, 95 calories. It's their grapefruit beer.
Okay. Now, we have talked about grapefruit beers before, and I have not ever eaten an actual grapefruit, but for whatever reason, when it gets mixed in with beer, I dig it.
Yeah, I dig this. I could really dig this in, like, a Moscow Mule, too.
Well, so... speaking of Moscow Mule, there's actually a little bit of ginger in there.
Oh,
so
wow.
You're getting that on the very back end.
You can totally get that.
The grapefruit's up front.
Oh,
4% alcohol.
Yeah. I think that's what gives me that, like, essence of ginger. It's very light on the grapefruit, and I really enjoy that it's only 95 calories, because now I can feel guilt-free when I drink it.
I guess that is the thing, too, the guilt-free consumption there, Amelia. You're right. It's you can kind of look at what's going in, and you feel like, hey, I'm getting the enjoyment of beer, getting great flavor. And if you're a kind of person who sits down and eats a grapefruit, you're probably healthy anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm not guilty about any beer I drink.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel guilty at all. This is very good. And again, the even though it doesn't have. Doesn't have a whole lot of calories or anything else in it. The flavor's not compromised at all. It's right there.
No, very enjoyable, very refreshing. Like I said, a little bit of that ginger in there is very nice to complement the grapefruit right up front.
Yeah, fun, flavorful, and it's from Texas.
Right.
Shiner, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, that's the Lone Star State. Can I get the bell? Yeah, thank you. That's a little fun fact for the kids who might be listening. You can't have the beer, but you can learn about Texas. Here's another fun fact about Texas. I have relatives in Waco one time, and I went there and I played golf, and it was 111 degrees.
Oh, my God.
There you go. And nobody gave me a beer the whole time. If I had this, I would have played like 36 holes. And thank you, Shiner, too, for making this not a seasonal. This has the kind of earmarks of something that might just be limited time. But as you said, these are year-round. Get them.
Yep. Ruby Redbird is actually on Publix right now, so that'll probably be the easiest place to grab it.
Okay. Well, somebody needs a loaf of bread today and something else. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, I like that start. Of course, you can track yours down at srparrot.com/beerfinder. We got two more wonderful flavors on this Friday edition of the Brew Review, Riggs and Not Guy today. Good for me and good for you. Josh and Amelia, more coming up next here on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.